Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 1, reading from verse 1, we'll read to verse 4 and then verse 14 of it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Amen. In verse 4 of it, he says, in Him was life. In this person, that in Him was life. Who is this person? He said He is the Word. Say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, in this Word of God, in Him was life. And the title of our message is the Book of Life. The book that contains life. This book is not ordinary book. It's the book that has life. It's not a dead book, a living book. That in the beginning was the Word. What does that mean? It says in the beginning was the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Bible. These scriptures were with God. Invisible. Unknown to man. In this Word, the Scripture Himself was God. He's gathering our mind to the beginning. To He that says, I am the beginning. I am the ending. That's why he says, heaven and earth shall pass away. But this one, this Word of God does not pass away. He abided. He stays. He continues. He said, this Word was made flesh. In verse 14, He came among us, moving in the street of men. And who is this person? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He says, born unto us this day in the city of David is the Savior, Christ the Lord. We are looking at the book of life. This Word of God, which was in the beginning, which was, you see, he's using the word was, because it was invisible, it was not known, but now he said he has been given to us. He is now available. He's no longer was, he is now is. That is, he's present. If you go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 of it, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, you see now, that is the current situation, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He said, which is. But he told us in John, in chapter 1, and verse 1, He was, in the beginning was, use the word was, because He were not known to us, He was not available to us. Now He said, He that was is. That's why He says, which is, and which was, and which is to come. He mentioned the is first, to tell us that He's current, He's present, He's not absent. He's telling us that this Word of God is present. He says He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Says who? The Lord, the Almighty. He's the Almighty, meaning He's the Creator Himself. Now let's go with me to Hebrews chapter 4 and see what the Scripture says concerning this person, this wonderful, awesome personality. In verse 12 and 13 of it, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do, with whom we are dealing with. The person we are dealing with, he says everything is naked before him. Who is this person? He calls him the Word. What Word? The Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Bible, he says all things are naked unto him. He knows all. Who is this person? Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God. That's his name. Turn with me to the same Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. He's making reference to the Old Testament sacrifice system of using bulls and goats and the blood to atone for sin. He said it is not possible, means it is not possible for that to take away sin, the sin of the world. But he says when he came into this world, the one that is able to take away sin, the Lamb of God, he says he also came as a body. As that animal they were using in the Old Testament is a body, he said he is also a body. He said, a body thou hast prepared me. Then we continue in the reading in verse 6 of this Hebrews chapter 10. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Do you see the body? He said the body is the volume of the book. It's a book. The book of life. This person whom the word of God tells us that in him is life is in a book. Came in the volume of that book. So when he was talking of bulls and goats and effort, but he said he's also a body, but he's the body of book, the book of life. He says, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. You know, he told the disciples when he resurrected, he says, all that is written of him in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms must be fulfilled, because that is the total volume. If you go to Luke, that's Luke chapter 24. He says to them, these two disciples that were with him, as they were going on the way to Emmaus, he expounded the scriptures. He said, in all the scriptures, things concerning him, because it is him. We are looking at the book of life. He came in the volume of the book. I'll continue this reading in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 8, above, when he said, sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the Lord. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first. That sacrificial system of bulls and goats, he took it away first, that he may establish the second. He may establish this living body, this body that is full of life, as the present New Testament sacrifice. Now in verse 10, by which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. He did it once, and he did it for all. There's no one left out. For the whole world, say, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish but shall have everlasting life. He said he offered this body once, and he did it for all. That's why he told us in John chapter 6, from verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Are you hearing? Said, except you eat his flesh and drink his blood, he said, you have no life in you. Verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Not the natural meat, not of bulls and goats. He says that his body, his flesh, that flesh is his body. He came in the volume of that body. He says his meat indeed. And then the blood, the life in him. He says his drink indeed. That life, he says in him was life. He says his drink. He's talking of the life in the world. He says in him was life. That's why he said to them in that day, great day of the feast in John chapter 7. He says, if anyone is athirst, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. That anyone that drinks from me, out of his belly shall be flowing out rivers of living water. That he was talking of the Spirit, which they that believe in him that will receive the Holy Ghost. He's talking of the life. He's saying him was life. There is life in the scripture. That's why it's called the book of life. The book that contains life. Now I continue this reading in verse 56 of John chapter 6. He said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. You can see, he says he's dwelling in me and also I'm dwelling in him. God wants the word to dwell in us. He wants this volume, this body, this flesh to be inside us. We eat it. He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God does a man live. What word? The Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible is food indeed. Is drink indeed. Eat it. Drink it. Verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Wonderful. He's telling you that everything he did, when he came to us on this earth, he said he did it by the Father, by he that was dwelling in him. Who is this Father? He's telling you of the Word. Was in Christ. God. He lived by him. He says anyone that eats me and drink me will also live by me. Live by this awesome one. This awesome life. This awesome power. He's full of life. Verse 58. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. He becomes undiable. He can't die. But the Jews did not understand what he was saying. They thought he was talking concerning the physical flesh. When he says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed, they didn't know that he was talking of his real self, the Word. Because he told us that it was the Word that was made flesh. So when he's talking of it, me, he's talking of him, his Word. Because that's whom he is. He wants you to eat his Word. The living Word that was made flesh. He wants you to eat that Word. The Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. That is the Word of God. If you eat him, you will be living by him. The book of life. In Luke chapter 2. And hear what the scripture says concerning this wonderful man. He's a man, but he's not a natural man. He's a spiritual man. Say, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He says he has offered his body for us to eat so that he can reconcile us to God. Luke chapter 2, in verse 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Are you hearing? He says he offered this flesh, his own body, once and for all. He said this good news is to all people, the entire world, the human race. He said this good news is for you all. Verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was born to us, given to us. He was born in the city of David, which is Zion, the city of David. So he is calling us to his truth. He is calling us to himself.
Why is he telling us all this? Why is he telling us of the book of life? Because he wants us to have life. Life in abundance. He wants you to receive life. You know, he called it the city of David. If you go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, it tells you that this city of David is Zion. That's what the scripture says, is Zion. No wonder it tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion. He wants you to know where you have come to. You have come to the living mountain, Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator. He is the mediator between God and men. And to Jesus, he's telling you that this Mount Zion is Jesus. Don't forget. He says, you are come to Mount Zion. Now he described this Mount Zion. He wants to bring you to the environment of this Mount Zion. He says, heavenly Jerusalem. He is the city of the living God. He is in an innumerable company of angels. He says he's the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. He says he's the judge of all. And he now tells you, who is this person? He says it's Jesus. In verse 24, and to Jesus. He's telling you, you have come to Jesus. That's his name. You have come to the word that was in the beginning. By him, God created all things, both visible and invisible. He says there's nothing hidden from him. Everything is naked. Unto whom you have come to. Verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. You hear? It's because of the blood of the new covenant. You know, he told us in Hebrews chapter 10, that when he came, he took away the first, the blood of bulls and goats, and gave us his living blood once and for all. He said this blood is the blood of the new covenant. Not the old covenant. The new covenant. God has made a new covenant with us. That new covenant is with the blood of Jesus Christ. Who is the Jesus Christ? The word of God. The scriptures in the Holy Bible. God has made a covenant with the scripture. He said take him. If you take him, you have my covenant inside you. Then you are not living by this awesome one. You saw what is inside him? The innumerable companies of holy angels. The church of the firstborn. The city of the living God himself. He said God lives in him. You see what you have access to in verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. He says speaking. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. It's a heavenly talk. That's why he said you are come to the city, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. It's an awesome provision. Why? Because he is the life. He's telling us of the book of life. He's telling you that this book of life is Mount Zion. He calls it the city of David. You know, David was born there. Are you hearing? He said, if you are born in this city, you'll be a Goliath killer. He said, because David was born in that city, he became awesome. Not because of David, but according to the power that was working inside David. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly more than you can ask or think. Who is this person? Jesus Christ. The living scripture, the word of God in the Holy Bible, is able to do more than you can ask or think. You see, that's why he went after Goliath, and Goliath was dead in an instant. That if this word, this stone of Israel, if he entered you, he's telling you what you have come to. That when you come to the Bible, to the Holy Scripture, you have come to the innumerable companies of holy angels. You have come to the city of the living God. Turn with me to Psalm 87. See what he says concerning this city. Psalm 87, so that you know what is in this book. It's book of life. It's city of life. It's the tree of life. It's a tree. Wonderful tree. Jesus says, I am the true vine, the true planting of God. Jesus was planted by God himself. Jesus Christ, the living scripture. Take to him. Don't let the word deceive you. Psalm 87. And hear what he says. unto our soul. Because he said, don't refuse him that speaketh. He's speaking from heaven live to you right now. Speaking from Christ. When you know Jesus is the heavenly place, that is said we are seated together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Psalm 87. And hear what he says concerning Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, from verse 1. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Are you born there? He told Nicodemus, except a man be born again. Were you born naturally? That's a different business. He wanted to be born in this city. Born by him. Jesus, he studied, he said, flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. Wonderful. The word of God wants to give birth to you in a new and living way. You become a branch of Christ. He said, it will be said, this man was born there, in verse 5. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Is your name in the book of life? Let your name be in this book. Be born in her. Are you hearing? Let your name be in this book. How? He says, if you are born of him, if you are born of the word, if this word abides in you and you abide in this word, just like the human languages you speak has entered you and you are not born of that language and then becomes your mother tongue. He says, if this word of God, if these infallible scriptures in the Holy Bible enter you and the spirit of the scripture enter you and then you are born of the scripture, born of the spirit, it says your name is written there. Wonderful. He says, if my word abides in you and you abide in me, you will be accounted for as your name is written in the book. In this book of life, we are looking at the book of life. I've finished this reading of Psalm 87. Fantastic writing. He said, the Lord in verse 6 shall count. When he writeth, not another man, the Lord himself. He said he shall count. He will be counting them. When he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. Where? In the city of David. In Zion, the city of the living God. And as where? The singers as the players as on instrument shall be dear. All my springs are in thee. You, oh singer, don't just sing and be empty. Oh, you player of instrument, as you are playing your instrument, be born in this city. Let this city of God enter you and be in this world. Otherwise, you will have sing and praise and be a castaway. And says, many will come to him that day who says, Lord, Lord, I will confess to them, I never knew you. Be born in this city. There is no alternative. There is no substitute. This city, he says, is a book. It's called the book of life. It's called the city of the living God. He said, God dwells there. He said, you also should dwell there. Let him dwell inside you and you dwell in who? Jesus Christ. That is his name. Wonderful. He's called the word of God. And that word of God, he said, there is life in him. Please, there is life in the scriptures. It's not another book. In this holy Bible, this is the book of life. Take to the scriptures. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. The word will not pass away. He told Martha, he said, Mary has chosen that thing that will not be taken away from her. What is that? The holy word of God, the holy Bible, the words in the holy scriptures would abide forever. If you want to abide, have what will abide.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.